This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, an update on the presidential race with Slate's chief political analyst, Will Salatin, and tabloid topics that turn to fighting words at Thanksgiving dinner, a conversation with Brian Unger. First, though, in Colorado, the state Supreme Court today threw out new congressional districts drawn up by the Republican-led legislature. The court said the new districts violated the state constitution. Joining us now is Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Mike, why is this unconstitutional?
Well, the Constitution, the Colorado State Constitution, says that the legislature is required to redraw the maps after a census once every 10 years. But the Colorado Republicans were inspired by the same aggressive partisanship that drove the GOP in Texas to redistrict, and so they decided to do it anyway. If you remember, in Texas, the Democrats there fled the state to try to stop redistricting,
right,
to no avail. And to be fair, we should mention that Democrats have craftily redistricted in California in the 80s, for instance. So Jeffrey Toobin has an article out in the New Yorker magazine about the constitutionality of redistricting. I asked him about the Colorado case. And with such a clear clause in the state constitution, what argument did the redistricting proponents put forth?
They put forth a losing argument. Basically, they said that since a judge did it, it was somewhat different than when the legislature does redistricting. But the bottom line is the rules that the judge put into effect in 2002 will go back into effect, meaning the one competitive seat in Colorado, which the legislature tried to shore up and make more Republican, will go back to being a very competitive district for the Democrats.
So the widely watched redistricting case was in Texas this year. How come Texas is allowed to play by different rules than Colorado?
Because this decision was decided under the Colorado Constitution, which obviously applies only in Colorado. The Texas redistricting with the famous fleeing Democratic legislators, that is being challenged as well in court under both the Texas and United States constitutions.
So right now, to sit in the same body, the U.S. House of Representatives, one state has one set of rules, another state has another set of rules. Is that constitutional?
That clearly is constitutional. I mean, under our system of federalism, not every state must operate by precisely the same standards. But the real big decision, the real big case, will be before the United States Supreme Court to be argued on December 10th. And in that decision, the court will be asked, can politics play such a big role in redistricting as it does now? If the court strikes down the Pennsylvania system, which is the precise case before them, that could change redistricting in virtually all of the 50 states.
Because right now, I believe the rule is the Supreme Court has said that you can't draw districts based on race, but that's about the only restriction the Supreme Court has put on redistricting, right?
That's right. They've discussed political redistricting, one party hurting another, and suggested that it was possible that it might violate the Constitution. But in real terms, no court has ever struck down a redistricting rule because one party set out to really damage the other. That's the issue that's squarely before the court now.
So up to now, because the rules that they were playing with, every argument had to be made on a racial basis, right?
That's right. And oftentimes, lower courts have said, look, what you're saying is a racial argument is really just a political argument that one party is trying to take advantage of its position in the legislature to draw district lines the way it wants. Politics is okay, race isn't. And that's the question that the court will have to wrestle with.
This whole process is known as gerrymandering, and that, of course, goes back to Eldridge Gerry, who is governor of Massachusetts and a signer of the Declaration of Independence. So I guess the question is, can a practice that's so ingrained in American democracy actually be unconstitutional?
That's the really hard question before the court. The Republicans, who are the defendants in this case, say absolutely not, that this has been a part of American politics since the beginning. Eldridge Gerry drew a district that looked like a salamander, and that's what gave us the term gerrymandering. Democrats say because the use of computers has made redistricting such a science that in Pennsylvania you have approximately 1 million Democrats who have 5 congressmen representing them and 1 million Republicans with 10 congressmen representing them, that is a violation of the equal protection of the laws. It's a really stark contrast between the two sides, and the court has never really addressed this issue squarely, and it'll be fascinating to see what they do.
Jeffrey Toobin, CNN legal analyst, also wrote The Great Election Grab in The Current New Yorker. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Alex, historical fun fact, Eldridge Gerry never signed the Constitution.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Thanks very much, Mike. Stick around, will you? This is Day to Day from NPR News.